the news.
The International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists on November 2nd commemorates the murder of Claude Verlin and Ghislaine Dupont, two French journalists, in Mali on November 2, 2013. The 2023 commemoration aims to raise awareness of the major challenges faced by journalists and communicators in the exercise of their profession, and to warn of increasing violence and repression against them. Attacks on journalists have become a frequent occurrence in Tajikistan in recent years, but the ones responsible for these attacks are mostly left unpunished. On August 31, 2011, the head of the Center for Investigative Journalism and editor-in-chief of Faras Weekly, Kirst Atavulo, was severely beaten in Dushanbe. The journalist appealed to the authorities for help, but in this case there was no investigation and the attackers remained unpunished. In September 2016, an intern journalist at Faras Weekly, Doro Sarobi, was beaten. The attackers remained unpunished. Attacks on journalists have been frequent in Tajikistan in recent years, but in almost all cases the perpetrators go unpunished. One of the most notorious cases was the attack on a well-known Tajik journalist, Rajab Mirzo, in Dushanbe in 2004. He was beaten by several people in Dushanbe as he returned to his home on July 29, 2004. Concern grew within the Tajik journalistic community and forced dozens of journalists to leave the country. Those who remained in the country had to censor themselves and their work and remain silent.